It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
As we continue our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness, we want to ask what breaks a relationship that requires us to enter into the process of forgiveness. Put another way, if forgiveness is the process of rebuilding damaged or broken relationships, what damages or breaks a relationship? You're probably already aware of the 6 relational breaking points I'm going to address. Here's a few tests that get you thinking about relational breaking points. What do you think about the following scenarios? First, you accidentally bump into a stranger on a crowded bus. Now, have you damaged or broken a relationship? A second one, a friend misunderstands something you said and disagrees with you. Is your relationship damaged or broken? Now, to each of these 2 scenarios, you probably say no, the relationship is not damaged, it's not broken, and I agree. Each of these are minor issues. A simple excuse me or sorry will suffice on a bus. What do you mean by that? Or did you mean? Quickly clears up a misunderstanding between friends. The relationships remain unchanged, so there's nothing damaged or broken. There's no need here for the process of rebuilding a relationship, no need to forgive or be forgiven. Now, let's add a couple of twists to those 2 scenarios. What if you steal the stranger's wallet as you bump into him on the bus? What if your friend gets angry with you and calls you a liar? Ah, that's different, you say. Well, I agree it's different, but how is it different? Let's begin with examining the nature of relational boundaries. Well, you might ask the question, what do you mean by a relational boundary? Every genuine relationship has a boundary or boundaries that define its existence and integrity. It all began with God. He defined his relationship with Adam with a simple boundary in Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. He said, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." God extravagantly was generous toward Adam. He said, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden." Yet he reserved something for himself alone, which became a boundary that defined the existence and integrity of the relationship between humans and the Creator. Now it's obvious. Let me state that humans are human. We are not God. And the boundary drawn between humans and the fruit of that particular tree reserved for God is evidence of that distinction. Later we read that Adam ate the fruit from the tree that was reserved exclusively for God. Genesis 3, verse 6. Adam's act of eating the fruit of the tree reserved exclusively for God was a stepping over or a transgressing of that boundary, and the relationship with God was broken as a result. Now here's another example. The relationship of marriage has a boundary of exclusive sexual intimacy. The husband is exclusively for his wife. The wife is exclusively for her husband. Sexual intimacy with anyone else is stepping over a boundary that defines the existence and integrity of that covenant marriage relationship. The result is a damaged, possibly a broken marriage. Now that we are somewhat aware of the existence and importance of relational boundaries, how do we define these relational boundaries? Where are these boundaries located so we know not to step over them or transgress them? My fundamental starting point for locating relational boundaries is the 10 commandments. Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17, and again in Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 to 21. We will focus on commandments number 6 to 10, which deal with the boundaries of interpersonal relationships between or among humans. One of these boundaries is, you shall not steal. So in our earlier example, pickpocketing a stranger's wallet on the bus is stepping over a relational boundary with that person, even if they're a stranger. By the way, the 6 relational breaking points among humans are, according to those commandments 6 to 10, 1, not honoring your father and mother. 2, murder. 3, adultery. 4, stealing. 5, lies to your neighbors or lies about your neighbors. And 6, lusting after your neighbor's possessions. That includes a house, spouse, employees, donkeys, cars, and so forth. Jesus defined the true extent of these relational boundaries more clearly, more deeply, in the Sermon on the Mount that we find in Matthew 5-7. Taking up our other earlier example, here's what Jesus says about your angry friend who calls you a liar. Or maybe it was you who spoke in anger to your friend. Matthew 5, verses 21-23, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder.' And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother, anyone who says to his brother, 'You good for nothing,' anyone who says, 'You fool.'" Now, don't get all lawyer on me by saying he's just my friend, not my brother. You get my point. So, relational boundaries are located at these six places, at least these six places. Those six relational breaking points are not simply measured in actions and words, but also in thoughts and attitudes like anger, lust, and envy. After all, such thoughts and attitudes have a way of alienating affections toward others and growing into words and actions. Now that you have an idea where the relational boundaries are, or at least some of them, how do you know when you've stepped over the line? Well, when Adam transgressed the relational boundary with God, Adam knew it. The effects were immediate and long-lasting. When confronted by God, Adam said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." Adam knew shame, fear, and guilt for the first time. So it is when we transgress a relational boundary with someone, it is rare that we will not be aware of our transgression. Here are a couple of things to be aware of. Do you discern a change in your relationship with anyone? For instance, before they welcomed you and your company or your telephone conversations, but now they avoid you. They don't return your telephone messages. For most of us, I think we are usually aware when we have gone too far and have stepped over a relational boundary. Also, there may be other reasons for a person's distance. It may have nothing to do with you and everything to do with something going on in their life, such as an illness or financial difficulties or other stressors in their life. If you have damaged a relationship, what is the nature of the relational boundary you transgressed with that person? How did you step over it? That is, what did you do or say that caused the damage? And lastly, what can you do to restore or rebuild the relationship that you have damaged or broken? These are big questions. The remainder of the podcasts in this series will be directed at equipping you to walk God's way toward rebuilding damaged or broken relationships.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.